Kevin Allen with you, joined by the Boomtown Saints. They are Chris Ramos and Ben Chisholm. So let's talk about the duo, Boomtown Saints. How did you guys meet? How did the duo form?
So I met Ben 5.5 years ago. Oh. So his wife was a trainer at the gym I went to, and there was a St. Patty's Day thing for almost 5.5 years ago. Yeah, we hit it off, and we were just buddies for a number of months. Yeah. And then later that summer, he needed a bass player to play a show, and I had been in Nashville for 25 years, so I knew a lot of people, and he asked me to help him find somebody, and I couldn't. And so eventually I just ended up going out and playing bass for him because he knew I was a musician at one point in my life. It went well. So we just decided after a few weeks, we were like, shoot, we should try giving the band thing a shot.
Now, you both had musical careers before you two got together then.
Oh, absolutely. I was a solo artist. I moved to Nashville in 2013, was coming there 2 years prior to that to write, record. And when I met Chris, I was pretty much on that backslide of my solo career, and I was about to give it up. One thing led to the next. We played a couple shows, and I was like, okay. And Chris was like, hey, we got something here.
Now, where'd the name come from? Boomtown Saints.
We had to change our name along the way because we needed a more sustainable name than what we had at the time. As we started getting involved with labels and whatnot, they wanted to see something a little more country, because at the time, it was a joke, and it stuck for a couple years. We were called the Hopscotch Mafia. You know, it just wasn't quite a sustainable name in country music, so we were looking for a name that kind of told our story in the name. A boomtown is a town that sees sudden prosperity, so oil towns, coal towns, is considered a boomtown. And that's kind of what we were experiencing at the time. We were going from being a cover band to all of a sudden having producers and labels and management companies and everybody interested in us. And we were like, this is crazy. This should not be happening. And then, you know, we both have a very strong background of faith. And the first thing anybody knows about you typically knows or sees is your name. Uh-huh. And while we're not saints, you know, we figured that's a good nod to our background. So Boomtown Saints.
All right. Well, and you're both songwriters. So you write a lot of original material that you guys perform?
We do. So yeah, we're both songwriters. We have a number of cuts coming up on our album here shortly that's coming out later this year. We have one on our EP that we just released. We do a lot of writing for other people as well as we have time. This summer, not much time, but we're trying.
Yeah, because one of your stops coming up Saturday, August 12th, you're going to be at the Sunrise Side Music Festival at the Lost Lake Woods Club there in Lincoln. So the folks who come on out to hear you, what kind of music are they going to hear?
We have been classified as a rock-forward country band. So when we play live, I mean, we recognize, and it's not lost on us, that people are spending their time away from their families. They're spending their money to see us play. Since the day we formed, we knew that our job is to make sure everybody has fun. And so that's the main focus of our show. You know, you come out to our show, you're going to hear a whole wide range of country music, some rock-forward stuff, some stuff that's throwback to the 90s. You even hear a little bit of chicken picking in there. And but more than anything, we are going to make sure everybody has a good time when we walk off that stage. If you're not singing and dancing, we haven't done our job.
No doubt. I'm sure they're going to be singing and dancing because your music is awesome. It's 11 to 6 on that Saturday, August 12th. A lot of great acts who are going to be out there also. Kenzie Wheeler and Cole Ritter and the Night Owls. And you guys, the Boomtown Saints, are going to have food vendors, a beer tent, also local vendors out there. It's going to be a great time. Now, are you guys familiar with Northeast Michigan? Have you been in the area before?
We've driven through the area. We have not actually stopped to play yet. We actually drove through there a couple times getting to the very tip-top north of Michigan. But we have not stopped, and we're really excited about it because we know it's a beautiful area, just having driven through there. So we're actually really excited to get there.
Well, hopefully you're going to get here a little earlier so you can take advantage of the fishing and the golf. It's a wonderful area for recreation.
We actually fly in the morning before from New Mexico. That way we can have a little an afternoon off there. So we're excited for
you. You guys got to tell us where a good place to go fishing is.
We'll make sure to get that information to you. There's a lot of people in this area. We'll be able to point that out to you too. And especially, you're going to love the venue, Lost Lake Woods Club. Beautiful venue. Tickets are $25. Again, Saturday, August 12th, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful event, Sunrise Side Music Festival and the Boomtown Saints. Where can they find out more about you guys and get your music?
So we are on all social media platforms. You can find us at Boomtown Saint on Instagram and TikTok. You can find us at Boomtown Saints Music on Facebook. And then we are on all platforms, all streaming platforms, Boomtown Saint. And y'all, our music's up there. We have a couple released independently a few years ago. And then we have our just released EP up there.
Excellent. Ben Chisholm, Chris Ramos, they are the Boomtown Saints. They will be a part of the Sunrise Side Music Festival at the Lost Lake Woods Club in Lincoln, Saturday, August 12th. It goes on from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Check out out LostLakeWoodsClub.com for ticket information. Chris and Ben, hey, I appreciate your time today and look forward to the show on the 12th.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to get there.